So before delivering the homily, I realize it has been a couple of weeks since I've celebrated this Mass. I want to take a moment to thank all of you for your prayers. My mother passed on November 6th, and I had the opportunity to go home and do the final things of closing her apartment up and of celebrating her funeral, and she will be buried here this coming week in Colorado. So thank you for the prayers, and I ask for your continued prayers as all of us, well, not all of us, but as some of us can, well, all of us can attest to, it's never easy to lose a parent. So. Thank you for your prayers. So my dear brothers and sisters, today we come to the end of the liturgical year and we celebrate Christ the King. And this is a wonderful opportunity as we begin this new year to gain some perspective in our life and also in our faith. We are going to be having a very important Advent mission. Our Marcellino D'Ambrosio, or better known as Dr. Italy, who is from EWTN, is going to be coming to do the Advent mission this year, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I really invite you to come to this mission, and as a way to kind of set up the importance of this mission, I want to focus the homily on really inviting you to come to this in this season of Advent. He's going to be coming, and he's going to be speaking about how we can regain an appreciation for the Mass and for what happens here, the mystery that we celebrate when we come to Mass. Because like many things, when we get used to them, we can lose kind of appreciation for what we're doing because we're so used to doing it. And we're so accustomed to the sitting and the standing, and we're so accustomed to just the words and repeating them, and we do it kind of as an automatic pilot. And in doing that, we get a little, if you want to say, a little lapse, or we lose appreciation for what is happening when we come here to Mass. And I thought, really, I felt the Holy Spirit inviting me to this homily today, especially on this feast of Christ the King, and especially hearing this dialogue that happens between Pilate and Jesus, and Jesus saying to Pilate, "I come to attest to the truth." And what is the truth is that God sent his Son to die for us, and gives us his body and blood. And so the heart of every Mass that we celebrate is the Eucharist. And that's important. That's very important to remember, because that Eucharist is the heart and the truth of our faith. What we come to receive Sunday after Sunday is not a magical pill to make us feel better or good about ourselves. But it is truly receiving the body and blood of Christ, which is meant to transform us. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, the Mass, and I have said this before, but this is one of those things that I will keep saying, because we should never leave Mass the same way we came in. Every Mass that we enter should transform us. It should change our very core of who we are. It should change the way we encounter the world. It should change the way we live in the world. And so I want to take this opportunity as we're beginning this new year to kind of help us once again to have an appreciation for the celebration of Mass. I was reflecting on some of the words of the Mass, and really in prayer I was asking the Lord, Lord, what is one way that I can help my people regain or have or reignite once again that appreciation for Mass? And I was drawn to the beginning words that we start with Mass, that we start Mass with, and they're simple words, but I don't know if we realize what we're really saying. And those words, we use these words four times during Mass, and those words are "The Lord be with you," and we know the response to that. And if I say it, you automatically say, "And with your spirit." Now you do, because now you've learned the new translation, and so we changed. But we all know the words automatically. But what is it that we are saying as we begin Mass? Because a lot of times we can think, well, those words, that's just Father's way of saying hello to us. You know, Father's just saying hi, and we're saying hi back, and we're great, and it's great to be here, and let's move on. And I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you is not Father's way of saying hello and you saying hello back. It is a way of marking something very important. And in fact, If you look at the Mass, those words, as I was saying, are only said four times. And if you notice, when we say them, we say them at the four most important moments of the Mass. So we say it the first time at the beginning, "The Lord be with you," which is to say you have left the reality of the world. You have left earth. And you have entered into the mystery of heaven, into the mystery of eternal life. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, as we sit here, we are not in the world. We are partaking in the heavenly celebration with the angels and the saints. And so as we begin this Mass, we begin by saying, okay, I'm ready to leave behind everything and to enter into this mystery. Then the next time that we say the words, "The Lord be with you," and you respond, do you know the next time? So we did the first time. When's the next time we do it? Do you know when? Before what? Before the gospel. There we go. Good. See, active participation. So we say it again before the gospel. In other words, it's God's way of getting our attention and saying, stop. Now we are going to hear the words of Christ. And those words, again, are not just words that happened 2,000 years ago, as all of Scripture is. But those words of Christ are meant again to initiate in us a change. The gospel is not words that are nice to hear. The gospel is meant to move us, to shake us, to wake us up, to encourage us, to put us on a pathway of living life in a different way. And many times as we hear the words of the gospel, I hope that we take them to heart. Because I know how easy it is with all these pretty windows. The good thing is that it's dark late now. But with all these pretty windows, I know how easy it is to look at the little birdie that flies across the front of the church. Or to look at the clouds that are coming by. But my dear brothers and sisters, those words again distinguish an important moment and invite us to listen to the Lord. When's the next time we say it? So, the beginning at the gospel, when's the third time? Before when?
Before the Eucharist.
Before the Eucharist. There we go. So, as we enter into the celebration of the Eucharist, are you catching on now? That again, when we pass from the celebration of the Word, we then enter into the heart of this mystery, of the mystery of our salvation, the mystery of faith. We say those words. As after the consecration, this is the mystery of our faith. And again, that is a reminder for us to say, we are about to begin the part where the bread and the wine will truly become the body and blood of Christ, and where we will receive the body and blood of Christ, where Christ will allow himself to become part of us, to become part of our DNA, to give us sustenance. Because as we know, without food, we cannot live. When is the last time that we say, "The Lord be with you"? Not after the Mass, but you're close. Close, you're close. That's really close. It is just at the end of Mass. Now, you're very close, so it was a very good answer. And so we say it at the end of Mass, again, as the first time, the first time wasn't my way of saying hello to you, and the last time is not my way of saying, hey, have a great day. Bye-bye. But now we have received the body and blood of Christ. And if Christ has become part of our DNA, if Christ has allowed himself to become part of us, and we have received him, and Christ has given himself not just for us, but so that we can go back out into the world, then that final Lord be with you, that final sending is not just saying goodbye, it's saying go and bring Christ, which you just received, which just changed your being. Go and bring it to the world. Go and make Christ present. Because my dear brothers and sisters, Mass is never just about coming and sitting here for an hour. And I only covered four words. I only covered four things. I didn't even go anywhere near the deep stuff. I want us to really take this opportunity that we have as a parish. Where, you know, where is my heart, and where do I believe the heart of God is for St. Elizabeth? Is that we grow deeper in intimacy with the Lord. We grow in deeper relationship with the Lord. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, everything we do here is meant to feed that, is meant to inflame that intimacy in you. You know, I know sometimes you can look at the pastor and think, oh, he's like a mad scientist. He does this and he does that, and none of it has any method. Well, I tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, there is truth, very profound truth in the following statement. There is a method to my madness. Believe that. And my madness, my desire, what God is going to ask of me when I have to face him, which I will have to face him, you lead the flock of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton to a deeper intimacy with you, with me? Or did you abandon them to their own devices? And I want to be able to say to the Lord, Lord, I did everything I could to put these people at your feet. So you know how I like to say, I'm throwing you a rope, but I can't force you to grab the rope. Well, I'm throwing you a rope, and I can jump the heck, the up, down, and all around and scream to get you to grab the darn rope. So this is an opportunity. Yes, there are a lot of other things going on. There are a lot of other things that are looking for our attention. And please understand, I know there are a lot of things going on in our lives. But how often do we have a parish mission? Once a year. Once a year. Deacon Vern did last year. Now we have an opportunity to set aside time for the Lord. So we're going to feed you. There's going to be dinner before. There's going to be the mission. It'll be December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I think we start at 6 p.m., 6, I think, 6:30. Anyway, it's in the bulletin. I don't have it right in front of me. It's in my announcements. But the evening, let's just say for now, I don't have the announcement right here. The evening of December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, you are going to go home, and you are going to put on your holy calendar December 2nd, the evenings of December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I am busy. And we're going to come here and grow in a little more deeper appreciation for Mass, for the gift that we are able to partake in every week. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, if we take this gift for granted, we can lose it. And I don't mean we can lose the celebration of Mass, but we can lose what God wants to give us. Because every week, God is here waiting to have an encounter, a meeting with you. Because the answer to every question that you have, the answer to every situation in your life is right here, right now. But if you're looking at the little birdie, if you're looking at the mountains, if you're looking at the, what is it? When's Father going to stop talking? Holy cow, he never shuts up. When's this going to end? My dear brothers and sisters, we have gold here. Right here. And so, I invite you, take this opportunity. Come December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Come to this mission and grow in this deeper appreciation for Mass. And tonight, as we come to receive the Lord, let us allow the Lord to fill us with the truth. Because as Christ said, he said, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And if we receive Christ, by receiving Christ in the Eucharist, we are saying, "I belong to you." Thus, we are saying, "I'm listening to you. I'm willing, Lord, to follow you."